Yeah, it's okay. Have a little trouble with electronics. I'm of the horse and buggy day almost. I'm going to read verse 3 again. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endure forever. I'm going to talk about God's special work, his great work, this morning. The work of the Lord is contrasted with that of the work of man. My question is this morning, as a Christian, is it the work of God or is it the work of man? That's a good question, isn't it? There's a whole lot depends upon that answer. Is it from heaven or is it from man? Most teach that it's from man and by man's actions, manufactured by man, not the workmanship of God. But this morning, it's God's work, and it's glorious, and it's honorable. We live in a day that there's a rejection of God's method of saving sinners. Set up man in his free will. Set up man in his self-righteousness. But this tells us here that all of God's work is honorable and glorious. Creation, that's a great work. It's a glorious work and it's an honorable work. God's creation, how he made all of this. And I'm amazed that every once in a while I read about people that study the stars and they say, we don't know how far all of this goes. But God made it. Isn't it amazing what God has made in creation? We talk about nature and how things multiply and how they replenish themselves and so forth. Nature, what God has done. You know, one of the little things that God has done in creation is water flows down. You go into the mountains and there's streams and springs and it flows down to the ocean and waters as it goes. The little honeybee. When I was in school, I had to write some papers, and I wrote one on the little honeybee. And it has a very special place, doesn't it? Just a little honeybee, as it pollinates fruit. We wouldn't have fruit if it wasn't for the little honeybee. See how God's made all of this. How his work is glorious. And that of providence, what he's done. But above all of this, and it's distinguished from all of his other works, is that great work of salvation. That's distinguished from the other. God saves sinners. If he left them to themselves, they would perish. His great work of salvation, how great that it is. We find it says God. The psalmist says, behold, God is my salvation. I thought about it right much here lately. People, when it comes to their salvation, their mind runs to when they made some kind of a decision or something. That's when their mind goes. Our mind should go to Christ. As our salvation. It's Christ. It's him. And the psalmist says, I'll trust him. And this method of God's saving sinners is ordained of God. We find that it's ordered of God and it was all before time. It's been arranged. It's been settled. It's ordered because he's ordered all things. And he gets the glory. I tell you, if you got God's salvation, he gets the glory. You give it to him. You don't pull on your shirt collars and say, and give yourself the glory. God gets the glory. You know, in the Old Testament, what did he reach down in the heaps there one time and and brought them up and set them as princes, didn't he, from the heaps there. He gets the glory. Many tell us that it all depends upon the sinner, and God's done His best. He does all He can do, and He's left it and put it in their hands. God saves sinners. God's honored. His salvation is glorious. One of the things, this salvation of God meets all the demands of the law of justice. It's met in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord kept the law, didn't He, for us. And it's imputed to us. His righteousness is imputed to us. The Son is honored in all of His obedience and His suffering. Thy will be done. As He hung upon the cross. The Holy Spirit is honored because of what He does in giving life and birthing us into the family of God and taking possession of us. It's so glorious this morning that nothing is going to tarnish it and nothing is going to mar it. It's so glorious this morning that the very vilest is not out of its reach. What about that thief on the cross? What about old Saul going in with the Christians and putting them to death? Stood there when they stoned Stephen. It's a salvation that He saves to the uttermost. Those that come to God by Him. What a glorious salvation. It's all in the hands of Jehovah. And I'm telling you this morning, He's not going to give the glory to another. The glory goes to Him. It's a glorious salvation this morning that it unites the head and the members together. The Bible speaks of it. He's the head and we the body. And that makes this morning the head and the members inseparable. The Lord's not going to lose a little finger. He's not going to lose a big toe, is He? We're members of Him. It's glorious this morning in that it brings in the whole election of grace. From time to the end of time, that's what it's going to do. Bring in the whole election of grace. The whole church. Brings them into a vital union with the Lord Jesus Christ. So glorious this morning it redeems without money or price. Isn't that something what He gives us? This, you can't put a value up on it. It's glorious redemption. It's so glorious this morning that the Bible says that man backslides and he goes astray, doesn't it? It's so glorious that He brings us back. Isn't that something? It's glorious salvation. And I wish we could say, and I could say, and you could say, we just steadily advances. But I'm afraid much of the Christian life is up a little, back a little, up a little, back a little. I'm glad that He heals backsliding. Says He'll heal it. I'm thankful. I'm thankful of that. This morning it says He loves freely. He has a free love. He's never going to leave or forsake that of His people. And it's a salvation this morning that's going to bring to glory. Bring to glory. It's going to take those that's cursed by the law. It's going to take those that are rebellious, sinners, polluted. And it brings us into a union with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a great salvation, isn't it? brings us in union. It's a salvation that brings us nigh. And that is by the blood of Christ we're brought nigh. Don't we sing, nearer to my God, nearer to Him. All this loving kindness, tender mercy upon us. As it says there in the 17th chapter of John, thine the word thou gavest unto me. This glorious arrangement of love. I've loved you with an everlasting love. I laid hold of that verse many, many years ago. And that's one of my favorite verses in all the scriptures. God says, I've loved you with an everlasting love. It's overwhelming. God would love us. Not only love us, but with an everlasting love. It didn't have any beginning, nor does it have any end. It's love. Honorable and glorious work. There's His regenerating grace. Births us into His family. Makes us members of this His family, this elect family. You know, He does it one by one. Might be a group like this. God speak to one soul, brings life. You might have been in a group of 100 sometime, God spoke to you. You might have been at your home. You might have been in your bed. God spoke to you. He brings His people in one by one. How glorious is His work. He does it by the power of His Spirit. This doctrine of regeneration is opposed and hated. Most want to take the work out of God's hands. They want to put it into the hands of man. And I tell you, the Bible says salvation is of the Lord. It's in His hands. He's the giver of it. I've never figured out this all these years. I'm getting on up in years pretty well. But I've never figured this out. How can one give themselves life, physical or spiritual? Can't do it. God gives you your physical life. God gives you your spiritual life. It's done through the new birth. Yeah, a lot of people say they birth themselves. I just never known anybody to birth themselves. I've been around hospitals and I looked in the nurseries and all of this, but I just never have figured out how one births themselves. New birth. The new birth, a lot of people says, well, it can be done by water. I'm like Mr. Spurgeon. He said you could put an unconverted head on one side of the ocean, drag it to the other side. It wouldn't make any difference. It's not by water. And yet we have people that sprinkle infants. We have people that do all of this. Says by water. Then there's others say, well, just repeat certain phrases after me, and that's all you need. Just repeat a few things after me. By that, they birth themselves. But I'm telling you this morning that the new birth is a gift of God. It's a work of God. It's by the sovereign operation of the Spirit of God. It's upon that of the sinner's heart and life. The Bible says over in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, and you, He is quickened. Who was dead in trespasses and sins. Dead. God has to quicken. He has to make alive. And that's an honorable and a glorious work. What He's done. This new birth is but a Spirit of God when He takes possession of our very souls. And when He does it, there's a knowledge. We know Him. We know the preciousness of Christ. Unto you that believe, the Scripture says, He is precious. I believe that's one way you tell this morning whether you believe or not. Is He precious to you? If He's precious, you believe. The Bible says the Holy Spirit testifies of Him. We have access to the very throne of God. We say our Father, and He bids us to come in His name. We don't dare to go outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, do we? One old fellow, one of the old Puritans says, we carry Christ in our arms when we go to God. Carry Him in our arms. Access, communion, fellowship, the joy of fellowship with Christ. He's made us new creatures. There's His regenerating work. And it's honorable and glorious. This morning, God's not going to have any rivals in this matter of salvation. It's His great and glorious work, and He preserves it, and He maintains it this morning. Paul writes, and he said, He that has begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. I don't worry where He's begun a good work. It's where He hadn't. If He's begun a good work, He's going to perform it. If He started that work in you, He's going to perform it. It's a glorious work. His work that He does, it's all to His glory. You know, in creation, He didn't ask for help, did He? He didn't say to Adam, says, help me. Help me make yourself. He didn't do that, did He? It's all to His glory, where His creation and where His salvation. It's His work from first to last. How glorious is it? He carries out His purposes. He carries out His decree. He carries out what He has arranged. God is sovereign. He's sovereign this morning, and He saves by His Christ's blood and His righteousness. And I like this. It's called a finished work. Finished. God, the Holy Spirit, He gives repentance unto life. This morning, it's not the gospel if you reject God's purposes. It's not the gospel this morning if you reject His decrees. It's not the gospel this morning if you reject Christ's perfect work. Or you reject the Holy Spirit and that of the new birth. That's not the gospel. Yet our generation has taken the gospel and put it in free will's hands. A lot of people says, well, God changes His mind. God saves us in the face of rebellion. We was going one way and He changed us, turned us around. We look at His work, how glorious that it is. We was pleasing ourselves. You know, that's what most people are doing today, pleasing themselves. Isn't it? They're pleasing themselves. Man does. He pleases himself. His sins keep numbering up, heaps up. I believe the Bible speaks of heaps on heaps. But God saves with an everlasting salvation. We have in the Bible Jonah. Jonah of old, he come to this, he was not going to go as he sinned. He paid a fire to go another way. And God prepared a fish to swallow him up. And just think about that. Could he affect his own deliverance when that fish swallowed him up? No, God caused that fish to vomit him out on dry land. And you know what he said? Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. I wish that was a lesson that this generation could learn, that salvation belongeth unto the Lord. It originates with Him. It's affected by Him. And it's all to His praise and honor and glory. Heaven is going to be thanksgiving to the triune God. Man, when he gets to heaven, he's not going to give himself credit. He's not going to say, look what I've done. That's what a lot of people says in this life. They're going to say, look what I've done. I tell you, we say, look what Christ has done. We say, look what the cross has accomplished. Look what His blood has done. Put away our sins. It's all, I'm sure of this. And it's going to be this. Salvation is the Lord. This morning, it's not the old rags of the old man along with the righteousness of Christ. It's not a halfway system. Man decides when he's going to repent, when he's going to turn to the Lord, and all of this. It's the Lord's dealing, it's the Lord's work. I met with an alcoholic one time, and I was talking to him in his backyard. And he said, I just turn to the Lord whenever I get ready to. That's just not the way that it is. It's Christ, it's in His hands. He's that which atones for our sins. He intercedes for us with out of His righteousness and His blood. I want no priest but Him. He's our high priest. I don't need anybody with a collar turned around backward. It's Christ. I don't want no king but Him. He's King of all kings. I go to right, King of Kings. I put that big K up there. Big K. He's King of Kings. Little K. And I want no prophet but Him. I want to be taught of Him. And the Bible says He's going to teach all His children. He's going to teach them. That's from the Old Testament and the New Testament. Isn't it? From the Old Testament to the book of John. All of thy children shall be taught of thee. He's going to teach us. We trust in His teaching. He's the great teacher. He's the great prophet. He's a true prophet. I don't know how. It's so ridiculous that man would set up some man as a prophet and go by what he says. We had a few years ago, what was it, Jim Jones and all these people following him, and they all committed suicide and this, that, and the other. But think about Christ, His teaching. We trust what He says. And I'm going to tell you something else. Most are counting on this Bible not being fulfilled as it is written. They think it's going to be changed. It's not going to be changed. Everything's going to be just like this Word says. It's how it's going to be. You can count on that. You can bank on that. And I pity people who think, well, God's not going to He's not going to do like he says. God's going to do exactly like he says. He always has and he always will. We can trust his teaching. We can rely upon the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, that work when he hung upon the cross, and one of those words he said, "It is finished." I see my salvation there. You see yours there. It is finished. It's a perfect atonement. His atonement. See, all those, the whole Old Testament, all that it pointed to was to this one atonement. All these atonements in the Old Testament, all those animal sacrifices and everything, all it pointed to was this one offering who saves us. We embrace him as our priest, as our king, and as our prophet. We embrace him as sovereign over it all. You know, that's something we need to come to understand. And I'm thankful the Lord leading me in that way years and years ago when I first started studying and all, that he's a sovereign God. I like what Mr. Pink said. He can do as he pleases, when he pleases, and how he pleases, with whom he pleases. He can just do as he pleases. We love him because he first loved us. We are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. He sanctifies his people through his blood. They are sanctified by the Holy Spirit, by the word of his power. They're set apart. And by the way, they're set apart even before time. They're chosen in Christ, Ephesians says, before the foundation of the world. All his work is glorious and honorable. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes down from above. It comes down. His righteousness endureth forever. This heavenly birth that we're born with, the Bible says, it's not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. We receive grace for grace. Christ says of his sheep, they're in my hands. They're in the Father's hands, in my hands. I thought about those hands. Boy, they're strong hands. Powerful hands. Loving hands. Precious hands. He says, my sheep hear my voice. Says there's many voices go out. And boy, they're going out. All over television, all over the radio, all over the land. But he says, my sheep hear my voice. They hear him. And he says, I know them. He knows you this morning. He knows you. And he says, they'll never perish. He said, nobody's going to pluck them out of my hands. They're in my hands. They're in the Father's hands. He said, I'll never leave nor forsake. And the Bible says here, his righteousness endure forever. And I'm saying unto you today that God's salvation is forever. One more creature's doings, it's not going to last. I've seen people claim they've been saved four or five times. But one that's a creature's doings is damning to the soul. And I'm just afraid that there's many damning their own soul by their own doings. It's Christ. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. We stand complete in the righteousness of Christ. We stand in him. is all of His doings. He gets the credit. It's His work, and it's honorable, and it's glorious. Scripture says, "Behold, God is my salvation. Christ is my salvation." He's the author and finisher of it. He's the giver of it. He gives it to us. It's a gift of God. And it's for our joy. We have something this morning the world can't give. We have something this morning that money can't buy. And it's all a gift of God. How precious. God gives gifts. Great gifts. Gives joy. It's all in what He does for us. So there's a great distinction this morning between that which is of God and that which is of man. I'm glad that we see and understand that salvation is of God. This salvation tells us that we're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, be with Him for all eternity. The Bible writes over in the book of Revelation, it says, "Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, He's made us kings and priests unto God. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever." Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. Him that sitteth upon the throne unto the Lamb forever. So first to last, there's His love. He loves you from the beginning. He loved you before you had a being. He knew you. He loved you when He sent Christ into this world. He loved you when Christ was hung upon the cross. What great love God has for that of His people. Great love. What about His blood? What it's done? He paid the price of justice. He paid what we was due. He paid it all. He paid in His life, in His blood. Paid for our sins. Think about that of His grace. That favor to those that deserve it not. Rebellious. Wanted our own way. Going our own way. How blessed it is that He stopped us. How blessed it is that He came to us. Spoke to our hearts. He came by His Spirit and regenerated us and given us life, spiritual life. We now worship Him. And we gather this morning. We gather at our church. And we gather here. And we gather for that of worship. and worship the Lamb of glory. Praise the Lamb. He saves us. What a great term. Saves us. He shall save His people from their sins. He shall. I like the shalls of the Bible, don't you? He shall. I don't care much for man's shalls. He can say all he wants to. I like the shalls of the Bible. What God says He shall do. And it's all to His praise. And this morning as we read this verse and think upon it, His work is honorable and glorious. His righteousness endureth forever. His salvation deserves the highest of praise. There's no other work to be compared to it. I think it's amazing that God put the moon out there, put the sun out there, and they say if the sun was any closer to us, we'd burn up. If it was any further away, we'd freeze. That's amazing work. I love to see the mountains. Love to see the ocean. But all of this, there's nothing to be compared with God's salvation of saving a sinner and bringing him to glory. Nothing to be compared to that. It brings him glory. And it brings us to glory. May God bless you. May you ponder, think upon this morning. His work is honorable and glorious. How glorious that it is. And how honorable that it is. How would you dismiss? Okay, go ahead. I appreciate being here, and I thank you for being here, and thank the Lord.
Let's all stand and turn number 228. 228.